Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Board Meets World. We are your hosts. I'm Kyle.
I'm Steven. I don't know. Why can't you ever just say, hey, here's Steven?
Too. I thought you'd like to introduce yourself.
No, God, no.
Okay. From now on, I will be doing all of our podcasts.
Yeah, just cut me off.
Just cut you off?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do it.
Thank you.
All right. Episode 3 of Boy Meets World, Fathers Knows Less.
Does he?
Well, I think he just knows different things.
Hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Take us through this.
You didn't want to?
Huh? I only have like 4 talking points.
Oh, good.
So.
Okay, so this episode opens up with Corey and Alan making some ridiculous sandwiches.
I'm not going to lie.
You would eat it.
I would eat it. I think I have eaten that before.
I mean, what's it look like? Like an entire case of bologna between 2 slices of bread?
Yeah, each.
Yeah.
And it looked delicious.
Yeah, sure.
I was watching it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like...
I noticed a little dribble.
Yeah, I was drooling. I was jealous.
So yeah, just an insane, comical amount of...
bologna.
Yeah, meat in between this bread. Then they decide, bags are still a little light.
We need chips.
Might need some chips. Corey goes for the chocolate chips. Alan gives it a big thumbs up. Again, the Matthews family, I'm not sure they know how to properly package meals.
It was the 90s, man. It was crazy. Okay.
Remember in a previous episode, Amy brought Corey... just like chicken and cake and all this stuff in a brown bag. Now this time they just throw the sandwich in the bag, like no wrapping or anything, and then pour chips on top of it.
It's pretty crazy what they can fit in those little bags. Because that whatever, it's not even a chicken leg. It was more like a ham hock that Corey pulled out in that first episode and was eating it.
Yeah.
It was as big as his head.
Mm-hmm.
And that bag was nowhere near big enough to contain that piece of chicken.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, their plans get
maybe
spoiled.
Maybe it's a magical bag.
Probably is.
Okay. We'll find out as the show goes on.
Do they have magical bags?
But yeah, they had plans to go see what? The Blue Angels, I believe.
Yeah, doing their
they're called?
Aerial show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that gets canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Assistant manager to...
Lenny.
Yeah.
The assistant manager makes his debut.
You know, he introduced himself 3 times. Yeah. Never left an impression.
Mm-mm. Yeah. What'd you think about that little running gag there?
It was kind of funny.
Yeah. That tickled your fancy?
A little, but then I was like, oh, this poor guy.
What do you mean?
He has such low confidence that he feels like no one remembers him.
Do we need more Lenny?
I don't know. Will we get more Lenny?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
But would you want more Lenny?
I don't know. He didn't leave an impression.
Okay. Yeah, so what happened?
He shows up, lets Mr. Matthews, Alan, know that there's an emergency at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
What was the emergency? I don't quite remember.
You don't remember?
Mm-mm.
Apparently some bottles of wine fell down onto some, Alka-Seltzer?
Oh, yeah.
And, there's just a big fizzing party, I guess. So
and their I guess the produce guy was caught in it and rushed away.
Sounds wild.
Yeah.
Something that a manager needs to get down there and fix.
Definitely.
So yeah. Corey's like, hey, I'm not getting enough dad time. And again, I don't know, 1993, maybe TV wasn't quite as woke yet, but he starts saying that he's going to end up doing ballet. Does a few little ballet poses.
You know, I must have blocked that out, being so woke and all.
Yeah, so, because if he doesn't have any, I guess, guy time, he's going to turn to ballet. I don't know what that's supposed to mean exactly.
Probably he'll have a lot of girlfriends because he'll be on the cheerleading squad.
Perhaps.
Or boyfriends. I think that's what he was getting at.
Ah, I don't know.
A girly man.
Then we see the wonderful intro for the first season of Boy Meets World. which I know you're still just in love with.
You know how you don't want to be you don't want to introduce yourself at the beginning of the show?
You don't want the show to introduce itself?
No. Let's just skip going over that intro until we get to the good song.
Okay. After the intro, we see Alan sneak up into Corey's room and wake him up to come watch a Phillies game.
Yep.
No hitter going on. He asked Eric if he wants to join. He's having some wacky dream, being naked, taking a test or something.
Yep.
And I don't recall which test it was, but it sounded sexy. Was that a sex dream? Or like, what's going on? Or is he like a nervous, like he's got a test coming up and he's nervous?
Yeah, it sounds like just a standard anxiety dream where you're taking a test naked at school.
Hmm. Ever happened to you?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Care to elaborate?
It was always just like I was in whitey tighties for some reason.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing?
Everybody knew it. Trying to take a test or just at school.
Everyone knew it?
They could see it.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Did it help you get better grades?
No. Not really.
Okay, so Corey and Alan watch this game. Mom's not in on this little scheme they got going here.
Mm-mm.
That's on the down low.
That would be a no-no.
Yeah. We jump to class the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Corey's a little tuckered out.
Yep, catching up on that sleep you missed last night.
Didn't do hot on a test. Feeney's taking up the papers, and he's like, feels like a C- short or something like that. He takes what Corey attempted to do, and I believe there was like, 40 questions or something, and he only answered one, and it was wrong. And Corey's like, how'd I do or whatever, and then Feeney's like, how do you think you did, or what's your grade going to be, and he's like, does it start... Does it share the same starting letter as fajita?
Why fajita? Why fajita?
Why not?
I don't know.
What do you think he's going to say?
I don't know. Same as, like, Philly. And then Feeney's like, well, you don't spell Philly with an F.
So you want, like, an extra joke in here?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was an outtake that they tried.
Yeah.
But it didn't work.
Minkus destroyed that test.
Huh. Shocking.
Did extra work, read a whole essay, wasn't even necessary. He's also stayed up all night figuring out the Nobel Prize winners, I believe it was.
Yep. And then he started naming them off.
Yeah. And he's fresh as a daisy, he says.
Probably because they got him started on Adderall at an early age.
So we go back home. Corey rats out whole plan.
Yep.
Alan gets grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Corey says, can she do that? And Alan's like, in some ways. What do you think about that? What's that mean?
Honestly, it was appropriate.
Was it?
Yeah. Kids aren't going to know,
mm-hmm.
but adults will.
Yeah.
So it was a great joke.
Yeah. I like how a lot of these kinds of jokes are snuck in because, sure, I mean, you alluded to when we started the show that you felt a little weird watching a show about 11-year-olds or whatever.
Right.
But it's still got some humor for the big boys as well.
Definitely. It's definitely a family show.
Yeah, and it's timeless lessons throughout, really, you know. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
Alan and Feeney have a face-off.
They do. Alan wants Feeney to let Corey retake the test. Alan admits that it was his fault that Corey was asleep in class.
Mm-hmm.
What does Feeney do?
He acts like a butt.
Does he act like a butt? Or does he try to teach a lesson?
Mm. Whew. I don't know. You got me there. Does he?
I mean, from his point of view, it looks like that they don't take the class seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Alan doesn't think the class is necessary.
Really? You got? I didn't get that vibe necessarily.
I mean,
he's just coming from one perspective of, you know, having a kid, making time, jobs, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Not that class is not important, I don't think. I definitely don't think that's how Alan feels, but I think we find that out eventually. Anyways. Feeny, I don't know, is he just being a strict old butt?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. A strict old butt trying to teach a lesson.
See? Somehow I just talked you out of everything you believed.
No, you didn't. And I still think he's trying to teach a lesson. He might be a strict old butt about it.
But yeah, he can't take a makeup test. This got pretty heated.
It did, between the two.
Not crazy, but yeah, they got some heat. So
kind of reminded me of a couple times my dad had to talk to some baseball coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it, you know, when I was younger, I was like, you know, I bet he really gave them a tongue lashing and stuff about, because they would bench me, because, you know, I wasn't a sport kid. I wasn't very good.
Hmm. Interesting.
And, yeah, he'd be like, yeah, I told them they don't want to fucking Feeney.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I told them if they don't want to play, well, then we'll just quit taking him and, you know, we won't sign up ever again. And I'm like, you know, knowing my dad now, I can see him just being like, you know, wife's on my, you know, behind.
Mm-hmm.
I know my kid sucks, but play him anyways.
Wait, so you didn't see the confrontation ever?
No.
Okay.
Never.
So maybe it just didn't happen.
Probably not.
He's like, yeah, I told him. Yeah. It's taken care of.
Well, I would see him talking to him from the, like, vehicle.
Okay. But they're just talking about, like, when can we get a beer later or something?
I have no idea. I don't think he ever had beers with him.
Oh. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, well, you know.
Dad needs more friends.
My dad?
Yeah.
He's got a few.
Okay, good. Any baseball coaches?
No.
No. Maybe next time.
I never understood why, like, the family would sign us up for baseball and stuff.
You didn't give them any kind of thought that you might want to do that?
Not that I remember. They just kind of signed us up, and we went along with it for a little while, and then, you know, later on, we were just kind of like, eh, we don't really want to play this.
Did they go to these games?
Yeah. Mom would go, and Dad would go sometimes.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I was going to say maybe they just wanted to get you away from them.
No, they were there.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody had to get me there.
Okay. Well, they could have just dropped you off.
Nah.
Maybe they should have.
Maybe they didn't. I'm just trying to remember fonder memories. Thank you.
Sorry, I don't want to open up this wound here.
It's okay.
Then, yeah, Feeney or Corey is like, dang, dude, you got fiend. Feeney's a real butt. Alan's like, you don't call him a butt. Respect, blah, blah, blah. Great teacher. Great teacher's hard to find.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah.
Corey Alan runs agrees away. With me.
Yeah. Corey runs away, and then Alan's like, yeah, Feeney's a butt.
I do like that that whole unified front, though.
Well, what do you mean?
Like, Alan is showing a lot of foresight I don't really see with some parents. And that, like, yeah, he thinks Feeney's a butt. But if my kid starts thinking he's a butt, he's going to do worse in school. And he's not going to take him seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably going to flunk out.
Sure. Or Dad says Feeney's cool, so Feeney's cool.
Yeah.
Superman said it, so it's got to be true.
Definitely, because Superman doesn't lie.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you'll see that with, like, parents. You know, one will say no, the other will say yes, or, like, they'll argue, well, that your mom's dumb, don't listen to her. Or your dad's stupid, don't listen to him, he's not around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about something?
No.
All right, so, yeah, Alan's like, hey, go get ready, we're going to go play some tennis or something. Lenny reappears, says some stuff is going down.
Yep.
Needs some help. Alan says, do you know why
I hired an assistant manager?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, well, what, like, to get the manager to do things, let him know things, you know? He's like, no, to assist. So, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, okay, no problem. Turns out there's a fire at the store. And Alan's like, how much of the store is left? And Lenny says,
oh, I don't even remember.
Oh, you don't remember?
Dude, it's like a week ago.
You pop pretty hard for it. He says, stuh.
Stuh. Yeah. Oh, gosh. It came all flooding back.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, Alan's like, all right, this is some serious stuff here. I got to go. Yep. Sorry, Corey. Corey's like, yeah, it's fine. You don't have to wake me up, do all the special shit, whatever.
I get it.
Yeah. Corey's outside playing around with his tennis ball. It ends up in Feeney's yard. He sneaks over to go get his ball. Corey, or Mr. Feeney's just sitting there chilling, drinking some, maybe alcohol. Who knows?
It definitely looks like some kind of dark liquor.
Mm-hmm. How did Corey not see Feeney at all? That's what I'm questioning.
He was really looking for that ball, obviously.
It's like right there. And then they start hanging out. Feeney offers him a drink. Corey's all like stoked about it. He's like, I'm going to get to drink some alcohol here. Yeah.
Feeney really is cool.
Turns out it's apple juice. Which, you know, it's a bummer, I guess.
I'm more of a grape guy.
Grape?
Mm-hmm.
You grape juice?
Yeah.
I thought you would like cranberry.
Oh. Well, no, I'm not 58 years old with a bladder problem.
Yeah. Not that it might help with your cramps.
My cramps. Yeah. Why would I be having cramps?
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't bury my jokes.
Sorry.
Then what happens?
Well,
yeah, and put you on the spot.
They have a discussion. Because we didn't mention the part where Feeney and Alan are talking, and Alan pretty much takes a stab at Feeney for not having kids.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. So this is what this talk revolves around, because Feeney does some thinking. And he tells Corey about when he was a kid and his dad was staying up with his buddies to listen to Truman talk about, I guess, us getting out of World War II. And Feeney was just really wanting to listen to it. But his dad was like, no, you got to go to bed so you can get up and go to school tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So he was not given that opportunity that Corey got with his dad to bond over a shared interest.
Sure.
And Feeney's line to Corey, which I may not get right, is, that morning, I woke up well-rested and did well in school. But I did not get to listen to, you know, Truman, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he asked Corey, do you know what I learned that day in school?
Oh, that's right. And he's like, I don't remember.
He doesn't remember. Yeah.
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 Super sad.
You bummed?
It was a little sad.
Yeah. So, Corey's confused, as he often is, because
he doesn't understand anything.
The adults always have I guess you would say conflicting feelings about a certain topic, and he doesn't know who's right, who's wrong, how he should feel, I guess. Yeah. Where are we at here?
Corey, Feeney talking, Truman.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then Alan shows up.
Yeah.
Yep.
So who do you feel was right in this situation?
Between the two of them?
Feeney. Alan, Corey.
Well, Corey, every time. No, I think with most things, it's like, usually it's the middle of the road that's the right answer. You know, yeah, Corey, you know, there's a consequence to him staying up late where, you know, he's not going to perform as well in class. At the same time, I think Feeney should understand that you only get so many of these moments with your dad
mm-hmm.
in life. So, you know, there's a compromise there that where he could be like, well, all right, I'll let you retake it, but the most you can get is a B.
Yeah.
And then give him an A because he's a good dude. Mm. If he does really well.
Yeah.
So.
He probably won't.
No. Well, I don't even think Corey could get an A, but whatever.
Whoa.
Yeah, I said it.
Okay. I mean, yeah, of course, I think they're both right, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Just depends on perspective, where they're coming from. But they both see each other's point. I think that's the point. Point.
That's the point of seeing each other's point.
Yes. Point. Correct. I believe Alan maybe gets ungrounded.
I have no idea because they won't show that on a family show.
Would you like to find out?
No.
Okay.
Leave it to them. This is wholesome television.
Okay. Yeah, there was a scene where Corey is talking to Amy. He's like, I'm confused, blah, 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 kind of what we just said. Alan's right, or Feeney says Alan's right, Alan says Feeney's right, blah, blah, blah. Amy explains basically what Kyle and I just explained. Alan shows up. He's like, what's up? Am I ungrounded? Amy's like, we'll talk.
Yeah.
And then Alan says, talk. I can get anywhere with talking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Smooth talker.
Yeah. See? See, you can.
Uh-huh.
So I think we both know. He's ungrounded. At least for the night.
You know, I'm going to say I don't know. Just saying.
Yeah, well, we'll find out on episode 4, perhaps.
Yeah.
They could wake up. It could be them waking up, like, all messy-haired and...
Razzle-tazzle.
Alan's got a extra crazy pee or something.
Extra crazy pee?
Yeah. That doesn't happen to you.
What?
Doesn't happen to you.
What, crazy pee?
After a night of banging, you pee, you're all crazy.
Who are you banging? No.
You.
Whoa. No, no, I don't think so.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm smooth every time.
There's not a lot of school in this episode, I noticed. There's just the one scene where he was fell asleep during the test.
And yeah.
I feel like the show works better when there's more school, probably.
Hmm.
At least in this early parts of the show.
Yeah, but you're coming off two episodes where it was almost... The first episode is almost entirely school.
Mm-hmm.
Second episode, there's less school, but there's still... It takes up a lot of the episode. So, and there's more to a kid's life when they're growing up than school. Mm-hmm. Honestly. And this episode showed that.
Ah. Deep.
Yep.
So, we have a lesson today. And did you learn it?
A lesson is that... Well, one lesson that probably wasn't pointed out was that there's give and take to everything, and you have to give up something to gain something else. You know, there's a balance in everything.
Sure.
Like, you can spend time with your dad at night. You probably won't feel as good in the morning or be able to concentrate, and maybe even, unless you're Minkus, hinder your performance in school. But at the same time, you go to bed, get up, rock the classes, and... Miss out on that valuable no-hitter with your dad.
Mm-hmm. What would you go for?
What would I go for?
Yeah.
No-hitter with dad.
Yeah, me too. If I had a dad.
Oh, whoa. You want to talk about dad?
I don't know much about him, man. It's, you know.
Well, I mean, he was around.
Sure.
Almost.
Yeah, like half my life.
Childhood, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
15 years.
Yeah, sure.
So, any good memories?
Not really.
Not really. Moving on to my next talking point.
No hitters, no. No hitters.
You're saying your dad was on the...
We weren't baseball fans.
No.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's more like me watching wrestling and him being like, turn this fake shit off.
I got that a lot too growing up. I didn't turn it off, though.
No.
But they would try to turn it off on me.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was the thing I feel like they kind of messed with. Like, holy shnikes.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of...
Yes, Chris Farley?
I don't know. I don't feel like that's a good thing to do to your kids.
What, to cut off their interest to things?
Yeah, like just be like, that's stupid. Because, I mean, look.
What you like is dumb.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You moron.
There's one kid at school that gets cigarettes put out on his arm that's already doing this to your kid.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you should lay off and be supportive.
Sure. Yeah, just let me watch wrestling.
Yeah.
Don't let me watch it now because it kind of sucks. But.
Yeah, if anything, you're being a good parent. Don't let them watch it these days. But, just...
Hear us talk about wrestling more on Raw is Bore. At Raw is Bore. So I'm a plug guy. Sorry.
It's all right. Yeah. You kind of killed my...
Oh, sorry.
My stuff. Sorry. No, it's all right.
I had to put us over, you know.
Killed me.
It's been a while.
You just couldn't wait.
It was a good opportunity. We were talking about wrestling.
You could let me finish my point first.
Well, go ahead.
I've lost it now.
No, you got it. Wrestling, cigarettes, I don't know.
So you don't have any, like, memories of late night TV with your dad when you were supposed to be asleep or anything?
Oh, God, no.
No?
No. The late night memories with my dad are...
Boy, well, hold up.
What?
How dark are you going here?
I don't know. Not too dark.
Okay. Could they show this on Boy Meets World?
Sure. I guess it could work for a sitcom, maybe. I don't know.
There's a sitcom and there's Boy Meets World sitcom.
Sure. Well, you know, later on, maybe.
Oh, boy.
Well, just the wrestling thing, like I said. That would be a TV moment between father and son.
Yeah.
Or when I'm up late and... playing on the computer, and he's like, you gotta stop doing that late at night. All I hear is clickety clack, blah blah blah. I'm gonna throw your computer out the front door. And I'm like, shut up, dad, go back to the bar.
Whoa. I never talked to my dad that way.
Well, your dad was probably a lot cooler than mine.
Yeah. Sorry.
Definitely.
Yeah. Your dad sucks. My dad could beat up your dad.
Well, probably. He's pretty small and frail.
Yeah. My dad's husky.
Yeah. Although your father watches Supernatural, so jury's out.
It is true, though. Like, I mean, looking back on it, I was like, yeah. He gave us shit for some of the things we watched or listened to, and I'm just like, wow, he's kind of a nerd.
Yeah.
Like a closet nerd, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe he feels like he can finally embrace it. Like, maybe he wanted to watch or like what you guys did, but he's like, I'm the dad. Like,
yeah,
I gotta do dad shit.
This is gonna turn him into pussy willows or something.
Yeah.
That's a tree.
You might end up taking ballet. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I didn't take ballet. I couldn't even do baseball. But, yeah, looking back on it, it's like, closet nerd. I feel like I wonder if he grew up in a more urban setting, if he would have been like a D&D guy.
Mm.
Or like just big into like fantasy or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
But
that'd be fun. You should ask him to play it sometime.
No, I won't even play that. That's too far for me.
Oh. Right. Fine. What's your next point?
No, I was talking about late night TV with dad. Since you didn't really have like a good warming memory.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
Did you?
I did.
Okay. Well, yeah. Go ahead.
Jesus. Well, a lot of, like, the shows I really liked or movies, like, I got from watching with him. Like, my first favorite movie ever was Major Payne.
Mm. Good one.
Yeah. So, he let me watch that with him, and we cut up pretty hard about it.
Yeah.
But one that sticks out the most was that it was on a school night, and I had gotten up, and Dad was just sitting in there. He was off, I guess, because he worked night shift. And I was going to go back to bed. And he's like, hey, you want to watch this movie with me? I was like, sure.
And you're like, Dad, I got school in the morning.
No, I didn't say, Dad, I got school. what am I, a dweeb? I'm like, no, you see the opportunity. You take it.
Uh-huh.
So we set up and we watched Blade.
Blade?
Yeah.
Tell me about Blade.
Vampire Hunter?
No, don't. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. You want to turn this into a comic show again?
Yeah, that'd be great.
But yeah. Do they ever address how smart Feeny is and how out of place he is?
I don't think so. Not okay. Outright, I don't think. Yeah. Just a lot of, hey, he's a great teacher, blah, 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 respect kind of thing. But
I got to start taking that out of my talking points because I feel like that's a talking
point. That's just what you're going to talk about every episode.
Out of my four talking points, on average, that's usually one of them.
So. Like, what's up with this Feeny guy? He's way too smart.
Yeah. Hey, I don't trust him.
Do you have any more points
that
we didn't get to?
Will you ever have kids?
Will I ever have kids?
Yeah.
Not if I can help it.
Not if you can help it. Well, say you had to.
I had to have a kid?
You had to have one.
Why do I have to?
I don't know.
Put me in a scenario.
Gun to your head. I know.
Maybe pull the trigger.
I know what you're going to say. All right, so it's pointless.
Okay, well, if I had to.
You've killed every one of my talking points. All right,
if I had to.
I sat through 30 minutes of you explaining to me a show that I just watched with you.
Yeah. Well, a week ago, and you don't remember a lick of it.
I want to get my Feeny in.
Damn it, when's it my turn to say, what's up with this Feeny guy?
And I won't. I can't.
Yes. If I had to have a kid.
No.
Go on.
We're out of time.
No, we're not.
Yeah,
we're unlimited time.
No, 30 minutes. We're done. Just like Boy Meets World.
If I had to have a kid.
Boy or girl.
Boy or girl. I mean, I don't know. There's some pluses and minuses for both. I think overall I would probably say.
Definitely more pluses for one. Just saying.
What was that?
The boy.
Why?
Because you don't have to deal with other boys.
Well, maybe she's a lesbian.
Come on. Those are the lucky parents you don't hear about.
Yeah, I mean, probably boy, though. Just because I could do more things with it. I mean, that sounds sexist, but most likely.
I mean, as they get older, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Plus, I can throw them around and powerbomb them or something.
You can do that to a girl, too.
Yeah, I'd feel kind of bad, though.
Meh.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like if I had a boy, like, once he turned into a teenager, he would feel like I'm a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Not want to be associated
with him. He'd probably just beat you up. Powerbomb you, probably.
Probably powerbomb me. Yeah. He hits, like, 13 and shit, and he just, like, I don't know what happens to him. Like, mom puts steroids in the macaroni or something, and he just...
Mm-hmm.
Starts beating me up and stuff.
Are you ever going to have kids?
Me? Probably not.
Be sure to choose your answers wisely since the wife listens to your show.
No, probably not.
And gets mad at you.
Have we talked about that on the show? We did. We talked about it in episode 2.
We didn't talk about it on the show, though.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Talk about what?
Well... I feel like that would be a better discussion for when we get to an episode where Alan and Amy get into it over something.
Yeah, okay, good.
Definitely.
So, no, you don't want them? No, you're not going to?
I'm not going to have them.
No? Why not?
Just lost the urge to have them.
Lost the urge?
Yeah. Or
not used to have the urge?
Urge is the wrong, word for it. Just actually wanting to have them.
Mm-hmm.
I lost that, you know. Inkling.
You had it?
When I was younger, yeah.
Really?
I definitely did, yeah.
Why?
Just wanted a family.
Well, not going to happen. You're going to be alone forever.
Yes!
Which I know is what you want, but...
No, don't start another
Uh-oh.
Fight.
Uh-oh!
I have never once said that.
All right, we'll edit this out. Moving on, any more points? If
we're going to edit this out, we can just talk for like an hour about this stuff.
I'm really not going to.
Oh, never mind then. I can't believe you threw that in there.
Sorry. Any more points?
No.
No?
No.
Scared? No.
Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah, kind of.
All right, guys. I guess that's the show for this week. Unless Kyle has something, maybe? No?
No, Steven, because you don't have any good memories of your dad.
I'm sorry. My dad sucks, okay?
It's okay. My dad was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so jealous. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another wonderful edition of Boar Meets World. We'll be on the iTunes, the Stitcher, the Google Plays. Also another website that I don't know the name of yet, but I'll let you know next time.
We're going to plug it anyways. Twitter, we don't have it, but we're going to plug it.
Twitter at Boar Meets World. If you want to email us, we're at boarmeetsworld@gmail.com. And as I alluded to earlier, check out our wrestling show at Raw is Boar. Goodbye.